This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Mickey Robinson, Executive Director of the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
Mickey, our topic of conversation today is the 18th Annual Fall Festival that the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce puts on, and it's coming up Saturday, September 24th, and well, it's the 18th, so it's been going on for quite a while, and this year you've got a lot of stuff again, and I guess we'll start off talking about some of your features, which dinosaurs, reindeer, and more.
Yeah, the biggest thing, I remember the very first event we did in 1999, that we had more volunteers to help work the Fall Festival, and then we did have the public come in. It was an embarrassing moment there, but everybody faded away, and I took it over, and I built it, and this is what 18 years is. Last year, our crowd reached right around 9,000 because the word was out that there was a kind of a dinosaur display at the last minute. This year, we're going to have the big Utah dinosaur come, and they'll have other types of smaller versions, the head of one and a couple of others that these guys build and get on special orders from different museums from all over the world. Now, the Chicago Museum has one of their latest dinosaurs in the last couple of years, so it's close to home here. That if you go to Chicago, you got to hit that museum up there to see it, but it's a different area. Here at the festival, it's going to be outdoors, and it's going to be really overwhelming.
A returning favorite is the reindeer.
The petting zoo that we have now, this, I think, if I'm correct, eighth year with him, and he has live reindeers, and they're actually reindeers from Alaska, white ones, and that has the, I call them the horns up there, because one year I took them for a walk in the park before it was open, and I got butted with them things. They hurt, too. But yes, they are, and they are very beautiful. They do not eat anything because they can't digest certain types of things. But the other animals, the full two hump and one hump camel, they'll gobble up the carrots that they sell. That's the only thing. Everything else is free. They just a bag of carrots for a dollar, and you feed them to the camels. Then you have the buffalo. There's three types of buffalo, and I didn't know that myself. But it's really interesting. The kids love these things. And there's several other types of things. He always surprises me and brings one or two extra ones, different types of things in. And, of course, we have the goats and things like that. And they can get into the pen area with the goats and feed them. And, boy, they go crazy with them. But the petting zoo is real nice, and it's a big attraction because this is we tried to make it in the past years a family event with the kids to bring in. There's no charge for see this or the dinosaur thing, so basically you can come in and do things. Of course, if you buy food or if you're going over in the craft area, you purchase something there, you can use your credit card if you want to, not in the food booth.
Now, as far as the dinosaur and the reindeer and the petting zoo and things like that, is that throughout the day?
Yes, it runs the whole day. It starts at 10.
There is one other thing that children like, I think, because you see most children like that at the zoo. For a short period of time, you'll have a reptile display.
The reptile display has been with us since 1999. They're one of the few people that still come to us, and this is from Blackburn College. They bring a different type of reptiles, but the most important one is they call it a boa, or I think is the way, B-O-A, I think. What happens is the handler who handles this lets the other kids who want to hold it. They wrap it around it, and it's okay because they take everything that does anything this reptiles have a problem with. But the kids love it. They just have fun. They have their pictures. Mommy takes a picture. And they just have something they can remember that. Because you don't get that close to that type of animal. But the reptile is big. It only comes for roughly 1 hour from 1:30 to 2:30. Simply because if it's hot, they can't keep them out too long.
throughout the day, musical entertainment, and that gets started already as you're setting up, right?
Oh, yes. Long time ago, I think the second or third year, I heard people say, what am I doing here 6 o'clock in the morning setting this booth up? And it dawned on me, we'll have a guy that's been with me since 1999, Joe Powell. He's a whistler, and he is a crooner, as you call him. He sings, and he just sits there and does a one-man show for 3 hours from 7 to 10 for people setting up. That just kind of perks up the vendors, and they feel comfortable being there because, if you know, who wants to get up at 6 o'clock morning and set up this and do this until 10 o'clock? So that's why he is there so early. And it's very good. The crowd, the vendors love him because it keeps him going and it gets him really good there.
And then following Joe?
Joe is the old Dixie Dude fan. They play a little mixture of everything from 10 to 11:30. It's just simply, it's not all Dixie. It's a mixture of type of music there. And he's been around for 4 years here, and he does our Tuesday night concerts over the years in the Bunnell Park there.
And then you have a feature of a Gillespie native, Amy Hailstone.
Right. She came in last year, and it's really overwhelmed me also. At 10 o'clock in the morning, you would think you wouldn't have too many people there, because in the past years, we've only had a handful of people there sitting listening to the band at 10 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, the place was so packed, we were going filling out to the outsides there. Like we estimated the crowd around 650, because I always go around and count, and you got to count real fast, and sometimes you can't just see everybody. So we're between 600 and 700 people there on her, and she performed. She's her own writer. She's her own musician. She has her own studio down in Nashville. She just cut a new tape or disc, whatever it's called, and they'll have that on sale. It just came out yesterday. So she's very good, and she's a native of Gillespie. Her parents still live there, Elaine and Mike Hailstone.
And following Amy Hailstone will be the well-known Steve Davis.
He has a three-hour live show, and what he does is he starts off with Buddy Holly and Patsy Cline. And each one is very good. They've been here for these people 4 years now. And Steve has been with us for 14 of the 18 years. And by the way, Steve should get credit because he does all the sound system for us. So he's there at 8 o'clock. He usually stays overnight. And he comes in and starts setting up the sound system there. And it's just wonderful. You change bands, it's less than 2 minutes, and we're on the way. So they don't even have time to get out of their seat. Some people stay through the whole day. Other people move around on different things.
Now you have, in addition to children's attractions and musical entertainment, something that appeals probably more to the adults, but I'm sure the children find things too, is your arts and crafts.
We have over 65 vendors already signed up. I think we're all up in the high 70s right now. We have anything and everything. We have from Cake Bazaar, Dessert Bazaar. Then another one is Christmas, fall, different types of wreaths being sold. Illinois Valley Rehab people come in every year, and they've been with us for 18 years. And they're going to have their biggest thing they started 7 years ago is these big pumpkins, real pumpkins made out of wood. They paint them. They personalize it for the customer. They go in there and buy what size they want, three different sizes. They purchase it. And then they go around walking around where they engrave their name on there. She sells usually about 125 to 150 every year. And that's amazing just doing it all there. They start working on this in June.
And then, of course, there'll be food available.
Oh, yes. We have a nice food court where we have picnic tables in a circle with the food court people on the edge of them so they can buy their food and sit down on the table, picnic tables, and eat there with the different ones. The chamber has a food booth there. What they do is really, that's how we pay for all this stuff that we have every year at the Fall Festival. So we appreciate the people. I know last year we had like 10 or 12 deep, five lines there. We just couldn't keep up with it, but we had, they were patient with us and we got through everybody. But that, where we appreciate that, because it helps us there. Then we, then the other part that we bring in makes a mixture a little bit more. You have some different things, fried Oreos. You have kettle corn. We have a guy, kettle corn has been with us for 17 years. And last year was the first year he sold 800 pounds of kettle corn. We have London Simmons, the mayor of Rawhide Lake. He has a church out there that they attend. That church group comes in and starts cooking pork steaks, ribs, and buffalo wings, and a couple of other things. And he goes over through 500 pounds of meat there. And then we have other kinds of people. We have corn dogs, Russian cabbage rolls from the Russian church in Benel there, and lots of other things. And I mean it, you have a choice of several types of food, and the prices are reasonable, because we kind of, we don't control prices, but we try to make sure that people understand we're not going to be known as some places are high prices, double, triple up there.
Mickey, obviously a day full of entertainment at the Fall Festival. Just a couple more items. Don't want people to forget the Tour de Cole bike ride also starts early that morning.
Right. We start that at 6:30 in the morning, and it's not a race. It is a family ride. You can come any time from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. And we also have a SAG who is riding in a pickup truck. With equipment for a biker who has trouble, flat tire, breakdown or something like this. You can call 911 and they're ready to tell you. They'll send the SAG people out. They call them SAG, S-A-G. And all we ask, all the people who are hearing this broadcast, please be careful, because the bike riders are out there trying to enjoy the day. We want them to have be safe and not sorry out there.
And also just something that's been an annual favorite, the choo-choo.
The choo-choo train was built by Illinois Valley. It took them 5 years to build this train, but it's a wonderful train. It's a free ride. You can pick it up in the park on the north end, ride it free. It's about a 5-8 minute ride, but it's something that the kids love.
And of course, Fall Festival takes a lot of people working together, and you have various people who help as well as sponsors.
The people who help us sponsor this, and also volunteered to work and everything. We have so many people that do that volunteer. We're just going to mention who the sponsors are of this thing. FMB, Benel Banking Center, Quality Flooring, 8 Farm, Jessica Eli in Benel Gillespie, Hampton Inn in Litchfield, Sullivan 6 Stores, Madison Communications, Jordani's Amore Restaurant, and then you have the First Bank Fair, Greg Crane, Roman's Pizza in Gillespie, Michelle Pharmacy of Gillespie, Carlinville, and now Bunker Hill, Carlinville Area Hospital, and also, let's don't forget, Hicks Maytag in Gillespie there. And we thank them very much for their support.
Mickey, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.